Welcome into the In Money Podcast for Saturday, October the 11th at Keeneland. Tom Leach, along with Jim Goodman, Keeneland's Director of Wagering Development. Jim, let's jump into this with the late pick four. Includes the Grade 1 Queen Elizabeth II Challenge Cup as the third leg, but it starts with a first-level allowance, smile, and 3/16 on the turf for three-year-olds and up. Should be a firm turf course by now, or very close to it, I would think. Let's go with race 7. Who are you going for?
Well, typically on some of these wide-open races here, I have notes on the horses that should win or could win, but why can they not win? So, interestingly, I took the four favorites here, and I had questions on all of them. So I went with Right Off Jerry, the 9 horse for Tyler Gaffalione and Michael Maker. Michael Maker is so good on turf. The horse did not run at Kentucky Downs. Got beat by 12 3/4 in an allowance race. Went off at less than 3-1, and Warlander was in that race and finished second. But I'm just going to draw a line through that one. Some horses don't like Kentucky Downs. Horse ran back in 2 weeks after running really well at Ellis. So they want to take a shot at the big money there. Putting blinkers on the horse, I think Right Off Jerry, no way you're going to get 8-1 on this horse. But Mike Maker and the 9 horse is my pick. I'm going to use some other horses in here simply because I'm not that confident on Right Off Jerry. Johnny's Rendezvous just broke his maiden. Chapman's Peak just broke his maiden, but I read Ortiz picks up the mount for Brad Cox. Warlander is cutting back in distance from 1 5/16 and probably is my second choice. And then Valentinian for Todd Pletcher is first time on the turf. So I'm going to use all 5 of them, but I have question marks on 4 of them. I think Right Off Jerry is going to be my favorite.
I took Warlander, the one you said you like second best. I like the improvement last time in the buyer figure going that mile and 5/16. And he's had 3 works since then, including 1 at Keeneland. So, and the Aspison horses, for whatever reason, have been running better at this fall meet than they typically do. He tends to, I think, have more of his success at the Churchill meet, but his horses have been running well. So it gives me even more confidence in Warlander. I've got Right Off Jerry for the reasons that you mentioned. Same with Valentinian. Chapman's Peak broke the maiden last out, but that buyer improvement was significant. So maybe that horse kind of figured it out. And then Long Branch Lou down on the inside, just because it's the Ramseys. The horse has won 2 of its last 4. Normally, I wouldn't have as much confidence in the horses coming up from Gulfstream to this circuit right now. But we know that the Ramseys love to win here. Ken Ramsey and his grandson, Nolan, who trains. And maybe they know what it takes to win here. So maybe they've identified one that can. So I'm going to put that one on my ticket as well and go 5 deep. 8th race, allowance optional claimer. Essentially second-level allowance, 3-year-old fillies going 6 furlongs. I took Stilettos on top, 3 wins, 3 seconds from 6 starts, and she had some trouble in that last start. I think enough speed to be just fine from that rail post position. So I took Stilettos in a race where I didn't really have a strong opinion because I think this is a well-matched group. Princess Proud was just behind Stilettos at Churchill last month, and has had some really nice races for the Mott Barn. Anna Karenina won that race that Stilettos and Princess Proud were in. 86 buyer off a break for Dallas Stewart. So if that filly could run back to that level, she's maybe the one to beat, but I'm going to try to beat her with Stilettos. And then Jen's Beach Road broke her maiden at Churchill by 5.5. And that was a strong performance. So the other 3 come out of the same race, then Jen's Beach Road out of a strong maiden win. That's my 4 in the 8th race. How about you?
I used 3 of the 4. I thought Anna Karenina is my top choice simply because at this level last time out, Dallas had this filly ready to go off a layoff, and she ran them off their feet, and she beat Stilettos by 2 lengths. So if she moves forward off that and runs a 90 buyer, she's going to win the race. But Stilettos obviously has a lot of back class, 3 seconds in a row, and then before that had a really easy win. Has burned a lot of money with people the last couple of races, though, going off at 6-5 both times. Anna Karenina is my top choice. Jen's Beach Road is my 3rd choice for Mark Cassie. Had a huge improvement last time out at Churchill, going from turf to dirt, and looks like dirt is where she's going to stay. Only 3 times lifetime efforts, and she is got a lot of upside. I think Jen's Beach Road just might surprise them all. So I think those 3 are going to get me through the pick 4, hopefully.
Race 9 is the Grade 1 Queen Elizabeth II Challenge Cup. 3-year-old fillies at 1 mile and 1/8. And this field looks like the field in this race most years. Very well matched, very talented group. Several could win it. Who did you land on?
I am a huge Brendan Walsh fan, and therefore I got to use Lush Lips, the one horse, at 5-1 with Gaffleon, and Brendan's had a great first few days of the meet with 5 wins opening weekend. Horse comes out of Del Mar Oaks, only got beat a half length at a grade one out there, at 1 1/8, comes back here at the same distance, showed improvement there, and I expect her to run really big. But there's a filly that's right next to her in the gate that's 5-for-5 lifetime, and Kendrick Carmouche comes to ride for one of the best turf trainers in the world at Grand Motion. So coming out of the Saratoga Oaks Invitational, grade 2, won by 1 3/4, beat Opulent Restraint in there, has beaten Candy Quest. So she fits. She's been off since August, freshened up a little bit, and I expect Laura Lynn to run big. So my exacta box is definitely going to be 1-2 in this race. I'm going to throw in the pick 4, Fionn for Brad Cox, just in case. I mean, she comes from out of the clouds. She's outside. Flavian Pratt can get her over to the rail and have a rail-saving trip. Would not expect her to do anything but close, and she's going to be right there at the end. But Lush Lips, Laura Lynn, Fionn, probably in that order, but I would not be shocked at all if Laura Lynn goes 6-for-6 after this one.
I am going to take the other Brad Cox in here, Destino Doro, and wasn't really, when I first looked at the PPs, was not going to go in that direction, but then did an interview with Brad Cox for the Today at Keeneland show and Keeneland social media, and he really seemed to be very high on how this horse had improved from 2 to 3. She nearly won the Jessamine as a 2-year-old. Was third in a 3-way photo, and then ran her first 2 times out not debuting until late summer, and did her first win, came typical come-from-behind style. But the next time out, showed a new dimension, racing up close to the pace, finishing off strongly, and Brad used the word phenomenal to talk about how she was doing going into the race at Kentucky Downs. So what happened there? Well, she had a little trouble. And also, he says he thinks it probably was too far for her. So now he gets her back to 1 1/8, track she's run well on, and they switch to Arad Ortiz in the saddle. So at 8-1, I'm going to take a shot with Destino Doro and then use the other ones that you mentioned, which are the logical ones. Fionn's won 3 in a row, Laura Lynn 5 in a row. You know, Lush Lips nearly won the grade 1 Del Mar Oaks last time. It's kind of the typical feel we usually see in this race. Great renewal of the QE2. And I'm going to go 4 deep on my pick 4. So that means I'm going to have to narrow things down a little bit in the last leg. The starter allowance, 3-year-olds and up, going 6.5 to make the ticket affordable. I'm going to have an $80 ticket, and I couldn't narrow down in the other spots. So I'm going to go just 2 deep here with the 2 Jacobson-trained horses. Uncle Williams, my top pick, with an improving buyer in the first start off the claim, and 1-for-1 at Keeneland. And then Count the Brave, who ran an 86 in the second start for the Jacobson barn and has good speed. If you want to go deeper, I thought Remy's Moon with win by 5.5, but was claimed by the Weaver barn out of that. So running for a new trainer now. Dive Bomber, the 3, had a nice win against conditioned claimers. And then Sinister Smile on the outside would be another one to look at. But I'm just going to use the 6 and the 9 on my pick 4. How about you?
Well, I'm using one of them. I'm using Count the Brave as my top pick. I thought that race last time out, an 86 buyer at Churchill, and the margin by 2 3/4 is impressive. Went wire to wire, and wouldn't be surprised if Jose does that same thing today. I'm also going to use Remy's Moon. I think George Weaver has not claimed many horses, only 0-for-5 first time off the claim, but he claimed this one off David Jacobson, and that would be ironic if he lost the horse for 50 grand and comes back and gets beat. But the 5.5 lengths at a 7.5 furlong, this horse is blowing him away at the end. So I think Remy's Moon is a big shot. And then I'm going to take a shot with Pineland, the 8 horse, was Joel Rosario riding for Lindsey Schultz, who won 2 races on Thursday here. So taking a shot that this barn stays hot. This one's been extremely consistent. And at 10-1 for Rosario, this race is a little more wide open than I like to see at the last race, because I'm only going 3 deep because I'm running out of money as well. But Remy's Moon, I think, and Count the Brave to me would be the one if I had to narrow it down to one horse.
All right, pick four ticket. I have an $80 ticket. 13679 with 1589 with 1279 with 69. I just realized I've got a nine in every leg. Could have four nines across and be playing poker too. How about you?
That would be a 50-cent ticket, straight nines. I had 35679 with 189 with 129 with 289, and that's a $67.50 ticket.
Nice card on Saturday. Best of luck, and make sure if you can't get out to the track, you have money in your Keeneland Select account, and we'll be back for the Sunday edition of the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com.